Yeah, Ben looked good today. He just went through some individual work. He'll get some team reps as the week goes on. As I've said, at all positions, when you have depth, that's a good problem. It's a long season, and looking forward to getting him back. He was playing at a high level before he got hurt. But it's, you know, we want to be committed to running the football, and then when you have that mentality, you can't have enough good backs. So we'll make that decision at the end of the week. If he's ready to go, there's no sense resting him. You know, he told us last week that if we had a game this past week, if we had a game yesterday, that he would have been maybe, you know, would have been possible that he could have gone. So that just leads us to believe that it should be an issue this week. But we still need to you know, get him a full week of practice and see how the knee responds to it. That'll be dependent on how we practice, how the week of practice goes. That's what competition allows us to do. That those guys know they need to, whether it's Crow, whether it's Terrence, whether it's even Glenn, those reps will be determined, and even Ben, those reps will be determined by how they practice. Oh, I think it's the system, but I think Ben was ahead of them just from his experience in a similar system, and just being a veteran back, knowing sometimes rookies get too paranoid about protection. They stay in a little bit longer than they need to. So we would like the running backs to be more a part of the pass game, but sometimes it's just a function of what's available. No, we wanted to make sure that there wasn't too much time at either end, so we didn't want to give them too much time off before. The league just has the rule of it's got to be four consecutive days, including the weekend. You can work at whoever you want. But it's nice to be able to allow the coaches to game plan, to get an extra day of game planning, and then for us to get an extra day of practice for the next opponent. If we had just gone with a normal week, it would have been difficult to do that. So we felt that we kind of hit it in the middle, best of both worlds. And we'll see how this week goes and how we play, and we'll discuss it after the game, whether we want to make any changes. I mean, we get together every week and do a, we call it an after-action report, where we talk about what just happened, and because the bye week would be included in that, we would just give our thoughts on how we would do it, since it was our first time doing it. We could, but that's I haven't been a part of a bye this early either, so we wanted to make sure that we maximize it. If this had been late in the year, I could have seen giving them some extra time off. It is, and that's, I addressed it in the team meeting, that it is for fans and media only. That it is hard to win in this league, especially on the road. And I asked our guys, when was the last time the Browns won a game on the road? So we can't think about our schedule or look at our next opponent beyond Tennessee. I mean, that's just not how we operate. And I think it is a dangerous thing. Hey, I talked about being confident at 1-2, but I mean, it is so hard to win in this league, and it's so much of it comes down. There's such parity talent-wise that your mindset, to me, is equally important or more important than how you are physically. So the teams that take care of themselves off the field, that are fresh, and that are right mentally, are to me the ones that win on a consistent level. So you just look at the league this past weekend. You don't have to look any further than Tampa Bay against Pittsburgh. I mean, everybody had written that game off for Tampa, that they had no chance. Or you look at everybody had written off the Giants and look what they did. That this is you are in the moment. What have you done lately? Whatever cliche you want to use, we can't afford to look ahead. I mean, we got to learn how to win on the road. My dad does a good job of reminding me of things like this. He gets the pulse of what's out there, and will summarize it for me. He's as old school as he is. I mean, but there is a reason that, you know, one game at a time and any given sense, there's a reason those become cliches, because it's so true. You just can't afford to look ahead. I don't think anybody, just look at the league this year. There's no one dominant team. You got a handful of undefeateds left, but you just look at the parity, and I think that the NFL has exactly what they want. But you better be prepared to play week in and week out, and you just can't afford to look ahead. We're confident. We looked at it and went through it, and like I said, it wasn't any one magical thing. It wasn't a call. It wasn't a particular player. It wasn't a particular technique. It was a lot of little things, and I challenged the players as they left and kind of got on their own to make sure they take their own personal inventory. What am I doing well? What I'm not doing well? And we did the same thing with the coaching staff, and challenged the guys that they want to show up every day, and not just put in a day with a purpose. You know, there's a reason that we painted that that phrase on the wall. What have I done today to make the Cleveland Browns a better football team? And that's important, and that's something that our guys, as they're walking out of the building, need to ask themselves. Because if you just come in and just go through the motions, you're not getting yourself better, which obviously you're not making the team better. To me, it's just a lot of it's graduate level details. It's, you know, where's the Mike linebacker on a certain run? Is he kind of pushed over? That helps you determine the coverage. Where's the safety dropping down? Just a lot of stuff that they can pick up from film study, and then it's their own mechanics. It's their footwork has to be clean, especially on certain runs where they involve timing with the quarterback. So it falls back to every position that they all have their own inventory of minute details that they need to get checked off the list. It absolutely was. I mean, I made the mistake early as a coach where we got the bye week, and that was, oh good, I get a chance. That's now I get to work and nobody else bothers me. And I think you need to take the break. I know it was early, and I took some work with me, but I got a chance to go watch a little college lacrosse. We have the staffs build their own, so the staffs complete. There's a form they fill out. What did we do well? What did we not do well? What are some things looking forward, looking back? Summarize it, and then we meet as coordinators along with Ray and discuss it. Yeah, he's a little bit nicked up. We're not sure whether he'll be available tomorrow or not. It's nothing different. I mean, go out and execute a plan. I mean, we're looking for all of our players to take the next step. They're still in a battle against their grade sheet. That if they had a previous minus, that turns into a plus. That we don't look at it that way. That he needs to do anything different other than whatever that play calls for is for him to get a plus on it.